Gewaldig. Okay, Geschmack. In trying to understand the mysterious line in Tosfos, at the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis, that Bidaraisa, that Midaraisa in Chilik ben Lechatchila Diavad. So our trail, the trail begins in this week's Parsha. The trail to understand that begins in the Parsha of Vayikra. Chumash introduces us to various classes of Karbanos. Karbanos have already come up in Chumash earlier. The references to Ola, Zevach. But the Torah introduces us to a much fuller set of categories of Karbanos over the course of Vayikra and Tzav. Vayikra opens with Karbanos, Karban Ola brought from various sorts of animals. You can bring behemagasa, behemadaka, you can have bakar, cattle. You can have tzon, you can have sheep or goats, behemadaka. Or you can bring a carbon of a bird, carbon oaf, or you can have a vegan carbon. You can have the non-animal, non-bird, a plant-based carbon, a carbon mincha. And the Torah, beginning with Perek Beis, the Vayikra lays out different possible recipes. You can bring different recipes, can qualify as a carbon mincha, minchas machavas, minchas macheshas, minchas solas, different ways of combining flour and oil and sprinkling lavona spice on top. And the Torah mentions that there are different, for all the karbanos, there are a whole host of stages and steps in the process of bringing a carbon. The core avoda, this is a major yesod in kachem. There are typically, for most karbanos, there are four key avodos adam. There are four key avodos that are necessary for the carbon to be kasher and that define the carbon for an animal that shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. Shechting the animal. We have here a shochet. We use shochet chulin. When you shecht an animal or bird that's not kadosh, so all you have is shechita. If you shecht an animal which is kadosh, you're not shechting chulin, you're shechting zvachim. I think the full name for those two mesechtas by some Rishonim is shechitas chulin and shechitas zvachim, instead of just chulin. So when you shecht the karban, so shechita is the first of the four key avodos. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. You shecht the animal. Then you Kabbalah is catching the blood, receiving some of the blood in a kli sharis, in a holy kli. Holacha is walking that kli with blood over to the mizbeach, and then finally the zrika, where you apply the blood to the surface of the mizbeach. Depending on what type of carbon it is, if you work your way through this week's parsha, you'll discover that most karbanos you apply the blood with the zrika. You take the cup of blood and you toss it. You don't toss the cup, but you don't let go of the cup. You give a toss, and the blood flies from the cup to the side of the mizbeach. Karban chatas, you do matan dam b'yetzba, you touch it with the finger. And for some of the other karbanos, some of the kachim kalim, you pour it on the mizbeach, whatever it is. But those are the four stages of four core avodos for an animal karban: shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Shechting, catching the blood in the kli. Bring that over to Mizbeach and Zrika, applying the blood, whatever particular way of applying it for that proper carbon, but applying the blood of the carbon to the Mizbeach. Those are the four avodos adam. There are other steps also. There are other steps also which the Torah specifies, but typically those other steps are not ma'akev the carbon. So for instance, you bring a carbon ola, the opening carbon this week's parsha. So after the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, ideally the Torah says, you're supposed to then, how do you dispose of the rest of the animal? That's the blood. How about the rest of the animal? So the Torah says, it all gets, if it's carbon ola, it all gets burnt in the mizbeach. And the Torah describes, you skin the animal, and you cut it into pieces. We discussed that earlier in the sugi and chulin of Rov. And you put it on the mizbeach. So hefshet, nituach, haktara. If you have other karbanos that have a part which is eaten, So then typically there's a haktara of a murin, there are parts of the animal that are going to be burnt, and then the basar is eaten. Maybe eaten by kohanim, maybe eaten by the baalei carbon. Often it's a blend of the two. But all of those stages, for most karbanos, those other stages are not ma'akev. In other words, if the shechita was not done properly, or the zrika was not done properly, I was not yotze my karban. Mishnah say, kohen shechts the karban, and then the kohen catches the blood, and the kabbalah, the elach, has to be bekohenim. Kohen catches the blood. On the way over to the mizbeach, he slips, he drops the cup, the blood spills. We did shechita, we did kabbalah, we even did some halacha, but he dropped the blood before he got to do zrika. Now what? The Tanam say, you got to bring a new animal. You are not yotze. If you didn't do the four avodos Adam, you're not yotze. But let's say I did do shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, and then the haktara, burning the parts of menti, burnt in his bag, that never happened. Or the achila, if it's not a carbon ola, the part that's meant to be eaten never got eaten. Let's say after the zrikas adam, everything became tameh. The imurim became tameh, the basa became tameh. Now that's tameh, it cannot be eaten, it cannot go in mizbeach. So the Tanam say, yotze. For instance, I had to bring a carbon chatas. Rahman al-Tzlan, I was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, I have to bring carbon chatas. So if the kohen never succeeded in doing the zrikas adam, the blood all spilled, or the animal came tameh, I'm sorry, you were not yotze your chiyav chatas. Got to bring another animal and start all over again. But if the kashchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, the four avos adam were done, were accomplished, even though you didn't get to do haktara al gav mizbeach, or you did not get to do achilas habasar, you're still yotze. It's not the ideal way to bring the carbon, but you don't have to bring a new carbon chatas. Or if I took a neder, the Jew says that he's going to bring carbonola. Okay, so now he's mechuyev to bring carbonola. So if he tried bringing the carbonola, they didn't do the four avos adam properly, sorry, you weren't yotze. If they did the four avos adam properly, you were yotze yechid. It wasn't the ideal way to do it. Ideal way is all the additional steps, but four avos adam, you're yotze. As an aside, we call those four the avos adam, shechita. But the idea is that the dam for most karbanos, the dam is the main chelak gavoa. The main part of the carbon has to, the core of what has to go in the mizbeach is the dam. We burn parts on top of the mizbeach as well. But the main hakrava is the dam going on in the mizbeach. So those four avodos are the process of extracting, like borer, you're sort of like separating the blood from the rest of the animal through shechita and kabbalah, and then you're presenting it and applying it to the mizbeach. That's the main avod of a carbon. For almost all carbonos, the dal avodos adam. Carbon pesach is a little bit different. And that's going to be true for a carbon mincha as well. Obviously, there's no blood, but there's a one chelik of the carbon that's critically going to the mizbeach, and that is typically the kemitza. You have a carbon mincha, so you have a big bowl of flour and oil, again, depending on which type of mincha you're bringing, different recipes. It may be raw flour with oil, or maybe it was already baked, or it was fried, or whatever it is, and it broke into pieces. Machavas, macheshes, and so forth. And the kohen takes a handful. There's three middle fingers, takes a handful, that's called the kometz. That kometz, whatever is inside the middle three fingers, is going to be burnt on the mizbech. So in parallel to the dalet, avodas adam, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, yeah, the four core avodos by a karban mincha is the kemitza, is like the shechita. You're removing, you're separating the kometz from the rest of the mincha. And then matan bekli, you put like kabbalas hadam, you put the kometz into a second kli shareis. You walk that over, hagasha, you walk that over to the mizbeach. And finally, haktaras hakometz, burning the kometz is absolutely critical, the equivalent of zrikas hadam. As by the animal karbana, so too by the karban mincha, there are other steps that are ideal, but not critical. And you saw a mishnah near the beginning of the third paragraph of Menachos, Daf Yud Ches, the mishnah has a long list of what are some of the other steps that are not critical, but that you're supposed to do. And one of them is Belila, or Bila, sometimes called Bila, sometimes called Belila, to be Bolel is to mix together the flour with the oil. To mix together the flour with the oil, the pieces of the mincha with the oil. Okay? So ideally, the Torah speaks, you saw at the beginning of Parak Bey, you're supposed to do Belila, but the Mishnah says in Daf Yivchas, the Menachas, that's a step that's ideal, but not ma'akev. If you didn't do belila, you're still yotze your karban mincha. Still yotze your karban mincha. Is that always true? Is that always true? It's not always true. Why not, Eitan?
Because there are times when the example that the moral lyric gives is when you have 61. You have 61 discerned, and then you're not evil.
Oh, gewaldig. There's a Mishnah, very good. The Mishnah later, on Daf Kuf Gimel, the very end of Masechet Menachem, the Mishnah says, very good, the largest carbon mincha you're going to have is going to be 60 esronos. An isaron is the smallest carbon mincha typically, is an isaron of flour. An isaron is a one-tenth, like the number indicates. It's a tenth of an eighth of. If I remember correctly, that is also the shear of Hafrashas Challah, I believe. Tenth of an eighth. So that's your minimum, I believe, the minimum carbon mincha. Typically, if a person volunteers to bring carbon mincha, so he's bringing me a sour and a flour with the right amount of oil, and mix it together, sprinkle on the levona. That's your carbon mincha. Mishnah says you could be menadev more, you could volunteer to bring. 2 Estronos, 10, 20, 30, 50. The Mishnah says even 60. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Beis, you do not yet have that in front of you. Mishnah Devada Mincha Shal Shishim Yisaron, maybe Bikli Echad. You could, a fellow can volunteer to bring up to 60 Estronos. That's a lot of flour. Tremendous amount of flour. Tremendous. It's around 200 pounds of flour. That's. And Isaron is close, probably close to a bag of flour. You've gone shopping this thing. Those bags of the 5-pound bag. So Isaron is probably somewhere close to that. So imagine 60 of those. Now again, that's like 4 by 4 by 4 is 64. That's like, you know, not a room full of flour, but well, I'm sorry.
2 Costco bags,
there you go. So we're talking about a lot of flour. So the minister says, imagine, like, you're thinking about like the chalent pot in a big camp, like those cauldrons. So imagine something larger than that, full of flour and oil. Wow. Okay. So the Mishnah says, again, typically you'd be menadeva, and one isaron of flour, together with the right amount of oil. But a Jew could volunteer up to 60 isaronos. He's, Baruch Hashem, wants to bring a very big carbon mincha. Mishnah says, but let's say a fellow volunteered 61 Estronos, then our instructions will be, you ought to, don't bring it in one enormous container, bring one container with 60 and the other container with 1. Don't bring more than 60 Estronos of flour in one container. Why?
Also, you're not
allowed to. Ah, very good. It kind of says, the Gemara has some discussion. Tanam have a discussion about that. Tanam, the Mishnah discussed it a little bit. The Gemara is a longer brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi had one pshat. Very interesting description in where it gives. It's the Rabbi Yehuda that we know, the Tanah Rabbi Akiva. It's Tanah Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah is Yehuda Bar Eloi. Here the Gemara has a whole description and it gives a new name we haven't heard of so often. Rosh HaMedavrim B'chal Makom. He has one explanation, why is a maximum of 60? And then the Tanna Reb Shimon, both in the Mishnah and the Braisa, says, no. A very simple explanation. It's a practical explanation. It's an engineering issue. At a certain point, you're not going to be able to effectively mix the flour and oil. It's just too big and too much. You're not going to get an even mix. So beyond, if you have more than 60 isaron of flour in one container, it's going to be almost impossible to evenly mix the oil throughout. So that's why you should not have more than 60 in a container. And Rabbi Zera goes on to explain, if you, the Amor Rabbi Zera, If you have all 61 Yisar in one Kli, you know what the status of that Karban Mincha is? Pasul. Pasul. You're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. It happened to be. Why are you not Yotze? Because. Why is that the Shir? So, Tanya, based on Tanya of Shimon, we say, well, because Ein Mivlolin, you cannot do Belila, you cannot do Bila, you can't mix it. One second, the Gemara says, what do you mean, you can't mix it? Okay. But even if you cannot mix it, didn't we say back on Dr. Chess that mixing Bila is not Ma'akevitz? That's one of the stages. Ideally, you should do Belila. Just like ideally, you're supposed to burn the Emor of the carbon afterwards. You're supposed to eat the basar of the carbon afterwards. Or if it's a carbon oil, you burn the basar. But if you didn't do that, you said you're still Yotze. If you run a carbon mincha without Belila, you're still Yotze. That's the Mishnah Daf Yuches. It's one of the non-ma'akev steps. So how can you tell me that the carbon, this over jumbo Costco size carbon mincha, club size carbon mincha, with a 61 Asronis and one Kli, why is it possible? I understand it's not ideal. You're not going to be able to do Belila, okay? So that's not the way you're supposed to do it. It won't be a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. It's not the proper way to do it, but you're Yotzei without Belila. So Reb Zeira says something fascinating. Reb Zeira says that there's a step in between this stage. This step is ma'akev. Like, you didn't do shechita on the carbon. You didn't do zrika. You didn't do kemitza. Ma'akev. There's a step between ma'akev and non-ma'akev. What's the in-between step? The Reb Zeira says, and this is, as you see, you can look and you have a copy of Nida Samach Vav in front of you. You saw this during morning Seder. Here you see Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara here quotes Rabbi Zeira as well. You look in the Sar Masoret HaShas. Rabbi Zeira is in countless Masechtas. Yeah, you should. I don't have extra copies. Oh, near the end of the narrow lines, Nita Samach Vav of the Beis, Rabbi Zeira said, "Kol roi lebila ein bila ma'akeves bo. Shein roi lebila bila ma'akeves bo." If a carbon is eligible, able to be mixed, so then the mixing is not ma'akev. A normal size carbon, 1 isaron, 10 isaronos, even 60, it's mixable. It's not so big that it cannot be mixed. It's mixable. So you're supposed to mix it. That's the ideal mitzvah is to mix it. But as the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Ches, okay, if you didn't mix it, you did the mitzvah shalo b'shle musa, you're not doing it the proper way, but you're still yotzei. Ein bila ma'akevis. It's not ma'akev. Again, ma'akev is just to make sure we don't have the terminology down. La'akev literally means to hold back. If I'm trying to get down the hallway, if I'm trying to drive down the street, I'm trying to take the lower level of the bridge and it's closed off, and there's a sign overnight that they're doing construction, a big red sign that says all traffic on the upper level, they were ma'akev, if you like. There's an ikuv on the lower level. You can't get through. They're holding you back. So if something is ma'akev, shechita and zrika are ma'akev in a carbon behemah. Kemitza, haktara are ma'akev in a carbon behemah. Ma'akev means it holds you back. It's critical, otherwise you're not yotze. So normally bila is not ma'akev. That's the Mishnah Yuches, the Menachos. The Reb Zeira says it's true that bila is not ma'akev, but only if it's ro'i lebila. Only if you have a carbon that could be mixed. If it's ain roi lebila, if you have a carbon that's club size, 61 yisaron in one kli, it's not just not mixed, but cannot be mixed. It's not mixable. She'ain roi lebila, then bila me'akeves bo. Seems sort of ironic. Right? If you could have done the mixing, so then if you didn't do it, it's okay. But if you can't do the mixing, then we get you on the lack of mixing. So Tosis explains. Tosis explains in the middle of the narrow lines here. What does this mean? In Tolmar, it came into, what's the Svar of Zera? I understand. What's the logic here? If Bila is not necessary, then Bila is not necessary. I mean, if it's ideal but not critical, so then it's not critical. So what does it matter? I could have done it, I couldn't have done it. Again, I would have thought that guy could do it, he's not doing it. But what type of avarian? Where's your Avos Hashem? You're choosing to do it wrong? Okay, then I would think that's even worse. Certainly not better. What? If I could have mixed it, and I didn't mix it, then it's okay. If I couldn't, push, I couldn't. What do you want? It's too big. I can't mix it. Well, it's just too big. 61 is hard. Then all of a sudden you're getting me for not mixing. Well, what does that mean? The Tosis explains, I sort of injected a little bit of this before. Svaru. Here's the logic. Kevin de kapit kral lechatchil asos ha-mitzvah. Ba'in sheiroi lekach. If the Torah says ideally this is the way to do it, then it has to at least be eligible for that. He says, Tosis essentially says, look, there are three levels. There's you did it, and then it's at least able to be mixed, and then there's it's not even able to be mixed. Essentially what Tosis is saying is, if you have a carbon that's 61 isar, your club size Costco carbon, so big that you can't mix it, So it's not, oh, you didn't mix and now mixing is ma'akev. What Rav Zeira really means is mixing is not ma'akev. That's true. You have a regular carbon, you didn't mix it. It wasn't ideal, but yotze. But mixability is ma'akev. That's at least be able to mix. If not only practically didn't mix it, you couldn't mix it. It's so far from what the Torah describes, that's already possible. So there's, you actually mixed it, Givaldic. And then there's at least it is mixable. So it's similar to what the Torah describes. And then it's so big, it's not just practically you didn't mix it, you couldn't mix it. That's so, so vite, so far, so remote. What the Torah describes, that's actually possible. Mixing is not ma'aki, but mixability is. Okay, interesting idea. That's the idea of Reb Zeira. Kol haroi lebila in bila ma'akeves bo. Bila is not really ma'akev, but being roi lebila is ma'akev. And as you see here in the Mesaras HaShas, this Reb Zeira is quoted in many, many, many Mesechtas. Kiddushin and Yivamis and Chulin and Menachas and Makas and Nedar and Baba Basra. All over Shas. Wow. 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 This is a big yisod of Reb Zeira. Now, why are we talking about Reb Zeira? Why are we talking about Reb Zeira? So the Gemara here in Nida quotes Reb Zeira in a particular fashion. The Gemara in Nida, and the Gemara is going to deploy Reb Zeira, to the sugya in Nida, and that's going to spark Tosis to tell us to bring us back. Tosis and Nida, Samachav and Beit, is going to develop an important yisod that will bring us back to our Tosis and Gid. So here we go. The Gemara Nida is talking about Hilchus Nida, actually talking specifically about Tevila. A woman becomes a Nida. A woman during childbearing years will typically become a Nida approximately once a month, unless she's pregnant. So she begins to menstruate, then she is, I know on the Tumah, the Tahara side, she becomes an Ava Tumah, can be Matameh, make other things Tameh, Mishul Tumah. And in the world of Isra Veheter, husband and wife are forbidden to one another, can't have physical contact during the days of Nidus. And then, in order to end the Tumah, and in order to end the Isra, loosely speaking, a lot of details, but loosely speaking, two things have to happen. The bleeding has to stop. And not only that, it passively stops, but there's an active process of bedikos, of internal swabs to determine if the bleeding is gone. That takes at least a week, that process. And then, once you have the bleeding stops, you have the Shiva Nakiyim, a series of 7 days during which she demonstrably the bleeding has stopped, then she, step two, can go to mikveh. She can go to mikveh, and the mikveh will eliminate the status of tumah, and the mikveh will end the Iser. So the Gemara here is talking about some of the rules of Tevila. So the Gemara says the following: Amar Rav lo oli lameid adam besarach beisav shteisha medicha beis kimateh v'mayim. Gemara says that before, and this is true for Isha Nidah or any man or woman is going to mikvah, that you have to prepare your body before you go to mikvah. Gemara talks elsewhere also, you have to make sure there are no chatzitzas. The vorchatz is called b'sarah b'moyim, means that my skin has to be in direct contact with the water. So if someone has something stuck to his body, something stuck to his skin, we know from Tevilas Kalim as well, the water has to come in contact with the full surface area of the kli. So you have to make sure that the kli is free of any chatzitzos before you put the kli in the mikvah. That's true if a person is immersing him or herself also. Tevilas Adam also requires, make sure there are no chatzitzos. Okay. Then, the Gemara here says, Rava says, even the folds of skin, in between your toes, inside your armpit, you have to make sure to... You gotta make sure to scrub. You gotta make sure that area is clean before going to mikvah. That's the Amora Rava. So the Gemara says that's very, very difficult. Why is it difficult that Rava said you have to clean all the crevices, the armpits, and between the toes, and v'chulu, before going to mikvah? What's so surprising about that? Tanoim! Meisvei. The Kashan Rabbah from Tanan, Beisa Kimatim, Beisa Starim, Ein Trichim Biasmai. The crevices of the body, or let's say inside one's mouth, you go to mikvah. So the water has to touch my skin. So what does that mean? Do I have to open my mouth? The mikvah water can go into my mouth? To swallow the mikvah water? How far does this go? The Tanan say no. Beisa Starim, a part of the body that's typically often covered, I mean, it covers itself, you know, like probably inside the armpit and certainly inside my mouth, does not require contact with the water. They don't have to contact the water. So why is Rava telling me that I have to make sure that the base has some of the crevices are clean? I have to make sure to floss my teeth before going to mikvah, because otherwise maybe something's stuck between my teeth. I don't have to open my mouth in the water, so why does my mouth have to be clean? That seems backwards. Interesting. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, Nihi de biyasmayim lo ba'inan. It's true that I don't have to actually have water, mikvah water, in my mouth, inside my mouth when I go to mikvah. However, it has to be ro'ui l'bi'as mayim. Nehid l'bi'as mayim lo ba'inan, but makam ha'ro'i l'bi'as mayim ba'inan. The interior of my mouth doesn't actually have to contact the water, but has to be able to contact the water. Where have we heard of such an idea? Where have we heard that sometimes you need an action to actually happen, and sometimes it just has to be able to happen? So on the outside of my skin, because what the Gemara is basically saying is that there are three madrigas. There are parts of my body that require bias mine. My skin, the external parts of my body have to actually touch the water of the mikvah. And then, on the other hand, davar habalua, my insides, don't need anything to do with the mikvah whatsoever. The fact that my belly is full of food is not an issue when I go to mikvah. The water doesn't have to get inside at all. But the Gemara is saying, what Rava is teaching us, that there's an in-between level. The middle level is beis hastarim, not balua, mamish, a part of my body is always covered, like inside my esophagus. No, but beis hastarim, the part of my body, let's say like the inside of my mouth, that's often concealed, but sometimes revealed. In the normal course of events, you never see your own or someone else's esophagus. Unless you're a gastroenterologist doing endoscopy. No one sees the inside down the throat of someone else. No one sees inside the lungs of someone else, or inside your own lungs for that matter. You can see inside someone else's mouth. Usually you can, but people open their mouths. So inside your mouth is not balua. Inside your belly, inside your esophagus, inside your lungs, that's balua. Balua doesn't mean mikvah at all. Beis Hastar, and on the other hand, the outside of my skin, that requires mamish, bias mayim. That's rochas is called basar b'mayim.
Wait, so just the ability to...
Oh, no. On a regular skin needs to mamish contact.
Like your eyes, like if you are contact.
Correct. Oh, good, 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 very good, very good. So my eyeballs, or the inside of my mouth, so that's called beis hastar. It's not regular skin, but it's also not valua. So what's the status? Regular skin needs bias mayim. Has to touch the water. Valua, in my insides do not need bias mayim. Period. What's the in-between? The eyeballs, thank you for pointing that by context, the eyeballs, or let's say inside my mouth, based on starim, it's sometimes visible and sometimes not, sometimes revealed, sometimes concealed. So areas of the body that are sort of in-between, based on starim, often concealed but not always. So those, the brisa says, you don't actually have to get it wet. I don't have to open my eyes in the mikvah. I don't have to open my mouth in the mikvah. I don't need bias mayim. However, Rava says, you do need ro'oi l'bias mayim. It doesn't have to actually contact the water, but it has to be able to contact the water. So I don't have to open my mouth in the mikvah, but it has to be that if I did open my mouth, the water could touch everything. So if I have food stuck to inside my cheeks, or I have food stuck between my teeth, that's a problem. So you're gonna brush and floss before you use the mikvah, even though you're not going to open your mouth. Or, as Hananel points out, you take out contacts before going to mikvah, even though you keep your eyes closed in mikvah. So you don't have to open your eyes, but it has to be that if you did open your eyes, the water could touch the eyeball. So if you're wearing contact lenses, then it's not even roi l'bias mayim. If I have food in my mouth, it's not even roi, then my mouth's not even roi l'bias mayim. So that's the chiddush of Rava, needless tamach Rava and Beis, that there's this in-between category. There's on one hand, there's skin, the galut, that needs mamish bias mayim, needs to contact the water. On the other hand, there's balua, my insides, that don't need any interaction with the mikvah. And then there's the in-between. Beis HaStarim doesn't require actual bias mayim, but it has to have the potential for bias mayim. It has to be ro'oi with bias mayim. That's Rava's chiddush. The Gemara says, where did Rabbi get such an idea from? Where did Rabbi get such an idea from? Yeah, question.
Do you have to take off a bandage? Not a band-aid, but like a real bandage.
That's a good question. That's a very, very practical question. I don't want to get too deeply involved right now. It's actually a very important area of halacha, because tefillah of the mikvah is a critical part of keeping hilchos nida properly. There's a whole world of conversation about different types of bandages, different types of stitches. Stitches that will be removed, stitches that will dissolve. How about dental appliances? We had a crown, temporary crown put on. So there's a lot to talk about in terms of what's a chatitza, what not. Often has to be removed, sometimes it does not. And it's an important shayos chacham. Very good question.
Wait a minute. So once again, the skin folds do need to be touched the water.
So inside your armpits, let's say, has the status of, let's say, the bottom of the feet, the soles of your feet. The Mishnah says require royal bias mayim, but not actual bias mayim.
They're considered
based on star.
Oh,
the soles of your feet, because when you stand normally, soles. Right. I think the Mishnah is gun.
Right.
This is relevant. We're not going to get into that now, but this based on star is relevant for the gun also. It's coming back here. So what did Rava tell me? In terms of whether or not a particular part of my body, surface of my body, needs to touch mikvah water, there are three madregas. Needs to actually touch it, needs to have the potential to touch it, based on starim, fine, balua doesn't need anything. So Gemara says, where did Rava get this idea from? Such a concept, that this is an intermediate stage that requires, doesn't actually have to touch the water, but needs the potential. It doesn't need water contact, but it needs water contactability, the ability to touch it. Where does he get that from? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira. Doc, Kinder Rabbi Zeira, the other Rabbi Zeira, called Roy Labila, Bila Makavis, Bo, Train Roy Labila, Bila Makavis, Bo, that's Rabbi Zeira, it's Ray Makanish and Menachas, based on Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah Kuv Gimel. Rabbi Zeira said, look, you see, if you read the Mishnah slowly and carefully, you realize that there is such a madrega where an item might not, a stage, a maisa might not be ma'akev, but the ability to do it is ma'akev. If I just didn't mix the carbon mincha and a regular size mincha, not ma'akev. But it's a club size, Costco size, 61 isar mincha, one kli, that doesn't even have the ability to be mixed. Ability to mix is ma'akev, even though actual mixing is not. Okay, interesting. Tosa says, you're holding cup. Tosa says, what's that? Let's take a look at Tosa's inside. And that's a big part of why you have Nita Samach Ravon in front of you. Tosa says, one second. By Bila, we said that even a small carbon, you should do the Bila. You're supposed to. If you didn't do it, you did wrong, but you're still Yotze. Right? A big carbon, 620 Saron, but you can't do it, that's Mamash Ma'akev. But it began with even a small carbon, you're Yotze without the Belila, but you're supposed to do it. So it says Tosis near the end of the narrow line. Take a look inside of it. In Tomar! Amai lo ba'ir b'yas ma'im l'chad chil b'yis ha'skarim kemo b'ilo kriya b'chalitzo b'vikurim. So why not say, if we're really making an equation between Rabbi Zeira, the b'lilo by the karbanos, and mikvah, so we should have said, if you didn't open your mouth, you didn't open your eyes, you still yotze the tefillah. But ideally, you should, just like by b'lilo. Even by small carbon, ideally you should do the belila, but if you didn't, you're still yotze. As long as you have the ability. But having the ability is ma'akev, there was connected to the fact that actually doing the ma'isa is l'chatchila. He said, like by the belila, by the carbon mincha, or like the kriyas ha'psukim by the chalitza, I'm talking about this morning, or kriyas ha'psukim by bikurim. It's havas bikurim, mikur bikurim. So you're yotze, havas bikurim, if you didn't say arami over navi, Sukkim that are very no gay to us, but kuf azos, the psukim that form the heart of Zibrit Siyas Mitzrayim. So why not say by Tevila also? The Bryce that we just quoted said, there's no need to open your eyes, no need to open your mouth. Why not? The ability to the war for the water to touch is ma'akev. So why not say, L'chatchila, I should actually do it? Why not? What's the difference between Tevila versus carbon mincha, bikurim, chalitza? Tosis is something fascinating and fundamental. Tosis says, Ein svara gabe tevila. It would make no sense to say that ideally you should open your mouth by tevila. Why? Shalo hikpida Torah elashi taher adam. By tevila, the point is just this makes you tar. This makes you mutter. It makes no sense to say, ideally, you should be tovel this way, even though if you're tovel the other way, you're still tar. Kevin de bidi evet tar, since it will work without opening your mouth, there's no reason to do it. The tefillah works either way. What about the other cases? Now, Tosis just said more dramatically, there's no such thing as a l'chatchila, the raisa. We were looking at our Tosis, who said, they would say, what do you mean? The l'chatchila, the raisa is all over the place. Here Tosis gives the answer. Avobila, umikr vikurim, v'chalitza, mitzvos ninu. Those are mitzvos. And therefore, l'chatchila levi. Tosis says, this is something that Shechter quotes extensively, points out many achronim quote extensively. Shechter, this is the opening piece in Ginas Egos, Simon Aleph, is about this idea that there's no such thing as l'chatchila b'yeved on the Daraisa level by a matir. If the goal is just to make you tahar or to make you mutter, so that if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. There's no such thing as the l'chatchila of the matir is this way, but b'yeved is the other way. By a mitzvah, there can be. By a mitzvah, I can say, you don't say the mitzvah this way, but there's a more ideal way to do the mitzvah. If it's richer than just a matir, if it's actually a mitzvah, Tosis assuming the chalitza is not just a matir, sounds from Tosis, machlokes achron, sounds from Tosis, even if a woman is an older woman, not interested in remarrying, she should still do chalitza. Chalitza is more than just matir, the issue of Amal Ashok. Chalitza is actually a mitzvah. Bringing bikur is actually a mitzvah. Bringing kar mincha is a mitzvah. I'm yotzei my chiv, a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, it can come in bigger sizes or smaller sizes. If it's only a matir, so then either it made it mutter or didn't make it mutter. It worked or didn't work. If it worked, it worked. There's no key beyond it. The Maharal says something similar to this in the world of volunteering mitzvahs. He says you can volunteer to do a mitzvah, you're not mechuyev. You have more kiyum. By a mitzvah, there'll be a bigger kiyum, or a smaller kiyum, or no kiyum. But by isser, either it's mutter or it's aser. That's the whole story. And that brings us back to over here. That's what Tosfos is saying, that by a get is a matir. So either it worked or it didn't work. But on the level of the raisa, if it worked, it worked. What do you mean? You ought to give the get like this, but if you gave it like that, it still works. So all there is matzah. There's no added mitzvah, Tosis is saying. Tosis in Gittin, Daf, Gimel, and Beis, our Tosis is plugging back in Lechora to this Tosis on Nida Samachrav. That get is like tevila, just a matir. That's it. It's just a tool that gets a job done. It removes the isser. She was an Eish HaZish, and now she's no longer an Eish HaZish. But there's no halachic, there's no mitzvah beyond that. So if it works, it works. A level of drabanan will say the get is you shouldn't do it like this, but if you did it, it's still matzah the yisur. But a level of doraisa, like get, there's not to be a chil between chachil b'gevin. That's what Tosa said. And here with this we wrap up and close. If the Mishnah chafal from the base of mechuber, according to the top of the Gemara Gilon base, the Mishnah said don't write the mechuber. But if you did, as long as you tore it off before chesima, it's kosher. Tosa said that can't be talking about the level of doraisa. If it's kosher min haTorah, then there's no lechatchila. Otherwise, there's no lechatchila b'dievet by a daraisa by a matir by mitzvahs. Of course, you have different levels of kima mitzvah, bigger mitzvah, smaller mitzvah. But if it's only a matir like tevila and nikas hamachvan, like get here and getting that feel and bathe, there's on the level of drabbanu you have lechatchilas and b'dievet admitam siyav. The level of daraisa there's no lechatchila b'dievet, and that's what Tosa says. If you have this Mishnah by get, which is merely a matir, then ain kosvin the mechuber. But if you did its kosher, it must be that the Gemara, that Mishnah is talking about the dry bottom, and that's what in turn I powered Tosis's kasha. You see that Mishnah talking about the dry bottom. So why would we differentiate between mechuber on the one hand, shalashma on the other hand? This is the world of the chatchila and the gap in the.